For the reassessment, you'll notice on the left for the child adolescent reassessment, on top you have the updates, no updates checkboxes still present on the reassessment. Questions boxed in red are very similar to the full assessment with some slight modifications in wording since again this is a reassessment. So we're still asking whether or not the client has had any arrests in their lifetime or in the past 12 months. Item C is slightly modified in which it asks whether or not the client has any new unresolved legal issues in the past 12 months. And we're still asking whether or not the client needs any resources with resolving any of these legal issues. For this particular case, we checked off no updates up on top and the questions boxed in red did not apply to this client. However, we still want to include some form of narrative. And here we confirm that the client and mother report no updates at this time. And client and mother report no legal history issues, no arrests in the client's lifetime, and not in the past 12 months. As for the Child Abuse and Protective Services information, you still have the no updates and updates checkboxes. And you'll also notice, similar to the full assessment, that we've added the lifetime and past 12 months to the question related to any DCFS or police intervention. For this particular case, you'll see that the updates checkbox was checked off. And as for DCFS or police intervention in the past 12 months, we state yes. Here it states that mother reports that there was an argument at home between mother and client's father. Since leaving the home, there has been a restraining order against client's father. Therefore, mom had to call the police when he showed up at their home. According to mom, things did not get physical. However, police were involved due to the restraining order he was violating. For the adult reassessment on the right side, questions again are similar, except we're not asking for any arrests in the client's lifetime, only in the past 12 months. So again, we're also asking whether or not the client has any unresolved legal issues and if resources are necessary in resolving any legal issues, should there be any. You'll also notice that the updates and no updates checkboxes are still present in the adult reassessment. And for this case, there are no updates and we still include a narrative verifying that the client does not report any updates in the past year and reports no arrests or legal issues in the past 12 months. And one quick note on the bottom right, as a reminder, the legal history section on the reassessments will include similar questions as seen on the full assessments, in addition to the no updates and updates checkboxes.